It's time to talk Johnson Brock football with head coach Mitch Engelken. Coach, tough one last week in that loss to top 10 ranked Elmwood Murdoch on Thursday, 24-12, but just 8-6 heading into the fourth quarter. So it was definitely a battle, definitely a tight one. Tell us a little bit about that game.
Yeah, it was a really good game. Not necessarily for us. You know, overall, I would say we really didn't look like or play like ourselves, you know, on the field. Got to give Elmwood Murdoch a lot of credit. Obviously, they're a good team, well-coached, and they took advantage of, you know, all the mistakes that we made. And yeah, we had, I think, 5 turnovers in the game and several missed assignments, you know. And at the end of the day, we faced adversity in the game, you know, difficult situation. But we were still in position to win the game. We had a lead 12-8 there late in the game, probably like 9 or 10 minutes to go in the game, and just didn't make enough plays down the stretch. But overall, the good news is it's all fixable. You know, I truly believe we lost because of our own mistakes. But again, a good team is going to take advantage of every mistake you make. But at the end of the day, again, it's fixable. And so, one game doesn't define our season. So how we respond does. And we gotta be ready for the next one. Got a game on Friday already. So gotta be ready to turn around and keep it going.
For sure, and I know offensive-wise, another 100-yard rushing performance for Hayden. Tell us a little bit about the season he's having.
Yeah, he's having a really good season, you know, and up front, up until that game, I would have said, well, maybe outside of the Sandy Creek game to start, but up until Elmwood Murdoch game, up front, we've been doing a really good job, too, you know, and going through our rules and our keys and blocking the right guys. And like I said, against Elmwood Murdoch, we had too many missed assignments up front, but turnovers, obviously, in the passing game as well, and we had a fumble, too. So a lot of mistakes, but, Hayden still had a good game. You know, he ran hard, hit the hole when the hole was there, and put us in a position to still be able to win the game. He had a touchdown run to give us the lead there late in the game. But overall, stats aren't what we're looking for. You know, we want to win the game, and even though we did have a decent offensive performance statistically, obviously, we didn't put up enough points on the scoreboard. But he's having a great season, and hopefully that will continue. Just got to respond, and I'm excited to see how all of us together respond after last week.
For sure. And as you turn the page to this week, have had a couple of days to work on and kind of fix those mistakes. A Freeman team coming to town that's just 1-4. But they've shown the ability to score as well. I think they've put up 42, 40, and 22 their last 3 games. So tell us a little bit about the Falcons.
Yeah, no doubt. They're a really well-coached team, too. Last year, they hadn't won a game at this point, you know, and I think I remember saying, and our coaches were all saying it, too, but they were the best winless team in the state last year. You know, I would have argued that against anybody because their offense is unique. You know, they'll throw it around a little bit. They'll run that unbalanced I formation, run it right at you. And obviously, they've got athletes. You know, they're a really good basketball team, and our boys know that because I think I don't remember exactly, but I know we played them a couple times last year and won one, lost one. So anyway, they've got athletic kids. They've got some size. They run a kind of a unique defense because they kind of change it up weekly. But overall, their record 1-4 doesn't indicate how good they really are. Again, they've put up a lot of points. Outside of that first game against Shelby Rising City, who's number 1 in the state, they've put up 20 to 30, 40 points each game. So, yeah, they have a unique offense, but they've got some athletes. They'll throw a lot at us. And again, we got to respond. We've got to be physical. We've got to be more disciplined. And just overall, it comes down to our execution on the field. And so I'm really excited again to see how we'll respond, and it'll be a good test come Friday.
For sure. And it looks like they much prefer to pass versus, you know, kind of run the ball. How do you shut that down on Friday?
Yeah, again, just got to do our job. You know, we've got to go through our reads, have our eye discipline and get to our keys and get to our drops and cover our man. You know, it comes down to one-on-ones. At the end of the day, they're going to try to create a one-on-one matchup, and we got to do our job to defend it. And again, just being all on the same page. I know we've had miscommunication at times and misalignment. But like I said, I'm really excited to see the response. Yesterday we had a pretty solid practice, and we got kids, you know, responding in the right way. And so it takes every day, every step doing that, getting a little bit better each day and refocusing. And so the response is going to be exciting to see, and I'm excited to see what the boys do.
All right. Well, one last thing here. I know we're kind of getting to the point of the season where you can start, you know, seeing playoffs at the end of the tunnel and teams, you know, that aren't going to make the playoffs and records are certainly out there. Probably your 2 to 3 biggest games are behind you outside of Lourdes at the end of the season. How do you keep the kids focused heading into the last couple of weeks here and making sure that you take care of business before that big game with Lourdes the last week of the season?
Yeah, great question. You know, we always talk about one day at a time, one play, one game at a time, and that's obviously how it's got to be. That's coach talk. But I think the game last week just shows the boys that much more, that no matter what, everybody's going to give their best shot to everybody. And, you know, multiple mistakes in a game will add up. And so our focus has to be Freeman this week, and then next week whoever opponent is, and then, you know, the following week and so on. But our, like I tell our guys too all the time, the destination is still the same. We can still go as far as we want to go, depending on how we put it all together in practice and then take it to the field. Because I, you know, and again, we don't, nobody wants to lose a game, but we lost Elmwood and Murdoch. And so the only thing we can do now is learn and improve and get better. But I would rather lose this game, you know, rather than, you know, lose a game first round of the playoffs or midway through the playoffs. You know, you can learn it, learn from it now. When we get to that point, there's no learning left to be done. It's over. So the good news is, again, we have a chance to respond and get better and learn and grow. And that's how we get better and focus on the next game, is just focus on the next game, you know. So move on from last week, but we got to know that that's the learning and growth from last week has to be applied this week. So that's how we'll do it.
All right. Well, Coach, good luck on Friday, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for doing this.
Of course. That'll wrap up our Johnson Brock Coaches Show for the week. You can catch the Eagles taking on the Falcons Friday in Johnson.